Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marcia Dotton Chandler, third-year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, August 20th, 1900, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter informed its readers of the specifics of several court cases of police misconduct and wounding heard by Magistrate Berkeley on that week. In the case of Constable James Harewood of Station Hill, the report titled "Disgraceful Conduct by a Constable" explained that Constable Harewood overheard Daniel Vaughan using profane language along Milk Market, a punishable offense. After arresting Vaughan, bystanders persuaded Constable Harewood to release him. Subsequent to his release, the bystanders demanded that Vaughan not give the constable a shilling as a thank you for his early release, but instead insisted he buy them all drinks. Everyone agreed, and the crowd, along with Constable Harewood, retired into a rum shop where, according to the report, the lawbreaker and the law upholder shared strong drinks. After the liquor was consumed, Vaughan still gave the constable a sixpence. It appears that after this exchange, Vaughan remained disgruntled about how his arrest was handled and decided to take Constable Harewood to petty debt court on the grounds that he was assaulted during his brief detainment. In retaliation, Constable Harewood prosecuted Vaughan for his offense of swearing. While a conclusion to the matter remained pending at the time of the report, Magistrate Berkeley admonished the constable, an officer of 33 years, for his reprehensible behavior and strongly recommended his dismissal from the constabulary. Vaughan was ordered to pay £0.50 and court costs for swearing on a public highway. The Agricultural Reporter also informed its readers about a case of wounding. It was a case of two Agneses. Agnes Beale of Beckles Hill had charged Agnes Hutchinson of the same address with malicious wounding with a knife. Beale claimed that she was looking out of her bedroom window when Hutchinson, who lived next door, rushed from behind Beale's closet and stabbed her on the nose. After crying out that she had been attacked, Beale's servant and another neighbor, who were also in the house, rushed to her assistance. They both testified that Beale's representation of the events were indeed accurate and factual. Dr. Johnson, who dressed the wound, suggested that it was inflicted by a pocket knife. Different witnesses stated that they did not know or see if Hutchinson ran into Beale's home or if she was only seen running into her residence. Another of Beale's servants maintained that she was unaware of who had cut Beale, her employer. It was later proven that Hutchinson did not leave home that evening, and circumstantial evidence and hearsay suggested Beale had been cut by a sailor and not Hutchinson. After the presentation of such unclear and unsubstantiated claims, Magistrate Berkeley concluded that the conflicting accounts were likely the result of fabricated claims between feuding neighbors, and the accused, Hutchinson, was dismissed unconvicted. On this day, August 20th, 1900, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter carried several reports in their court pages covering the proceedings of Magistrate Berkeley and his judgments with respect to wounding and police misconduct.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.